Hey, it just wouldn't be Friday without the cheerful voice of Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you? And can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Yay! Hooray! Weird phone things going on this morning, but Larry Weber will not be thwarted, and I'm so glad.
No, you made it.
You bet.
You made it. Yes, this is June 12th. 1 week from tomorrow is June 20, which is the summer solstice. The summer solstice represents two things. Number one, the longest amount of daylight that we have for any day for the whole year, 15 hours and 52 minutes, almost 16 hours. The other thing it represents, of course, is the first day of summer, or to look back on, look at it from another way, the end of spring. However, I think spring ended this week. Now, my definition of the end of spring is when the flowers, wildflowers out in the open, outnumber those in the woods. And it happened this week. And all you have to do is do some driving around on some of the area roads, and you see an abundance of wildflowers out in the roadsides, out in the fields, and so forth. Maybe the most obvious are the lupine. Other ones of note are daisies, which are just abundant, and then there's two kinds of hawkweeds, the yellow and the orange. If you get out and walk amongst them, you'll see there are many other kinds. There are about a dozen kinds altogether, but those are the ones that really stand out. Now, these are not necessarily native flowers, nor are they necessarily appreciated. However, I think they show a real beauty of their own, and yes, they let us know that spring has come to an end. The woods are now very shaded. The only flowers that are still blooming, and there are a few, including yellow lady slipper orchids, are the ones that can really tolerate the shade well. For the most part, though, no, it has moved on to be out in the open. Other things of note in the world of trees again. I mentioned last week how this was viburnum time. The nannyberry, the highbush cranberry, and the arrowwood are all in bloom. But it's also dogwood time. And I was on my walk this morning. I found three kinds of dogwoods that were in bloom. And this is not unusual. The dogwoods are very common. They're small trees, and they're pretty easy to see. Also of note is a small maple called mountain maple. Some people call it moosewood. It is in bloom right now, and the maples are really showing quite a show. You might remember back a few weeks ago, back to late March, the silver maples came in bloom. Well, they have now progressed to the point of having ripe seeds, and I was at a spot yesterday where I saw the seeds were falling off the trees. The seeds of maple are very well known. They have a single wing, and as they fall down from the tree, they flutter, and they're often referred to as helicopter things. The red maples are developing theirs. They haven't yet fallen, but they're reaching maturity, and they're going to be falling before too long. Other woody plants of note, we're having raspberries in bloom right now, and in my neighborhood, blackberries in bloom. Now, blackberries are more of a southern plant, and it doesn't grow to everywhere in the Northland, but in my neighborhood, it sure does, and they are just outstanding. And then the wild roses have just begun blooming in the last couple days. So, yes, we're getting, as I said, we are getting into summer. And what does this mean with the birds? Well, the birds have settled down from the migration. They are now raising their babies. And during my walk this morning, I came across a duckling family. I also saw a family of blackbirds, and I could hear a family of ravens. This is not unusual. I found a couple more nests this week, Veery and Phoebe. And once again, not unusual. This is what they do right now. Now, the babies of the ducklings can swim immediately. It's what's called precocial young. The babies of most of the songbirds, no, are pretty helpless, what's called altricial. And they remain that way for a while. The other babies that are out right now, and lots of them, easy to see, are the deer, are the fawns. And they are another example of precocial. They can walk very quickly after being born. I also saw this week a baby raccoon, and raccoons are they're more altricial. They have to get a little help before they can get out.
I got to tell you, Larry, I've got to interrupt you for just a moment. I've done some docent work in zoos at different times, and is there anything cuter than a baby raccoon? The answer is No, and they've got the cutest little hands.
And I love their little tail that has got the bands around it. Yeah, they are. I agree with you. They are a cute critter, but unfortunately, they grow up. Okay. In the world of frogs, we are moving on to, as I said, summer. We have two species of frogs in the Northland, the mink frog and the green frog, that do their calling and mating in the summertime. And they choose bigger bodies of water for that, usually lakes. Because they have their babies late in the season, the tadpoles will have to overwinter, and so they have to be in a bigger body of water than the ones that reproduce in the spring. I saw this week a baby turtle, a baby painted turtle, usually means that it hatched last year, spent all winter in the burrow, and then dug its way out this spring and moved on to the water. I also found a turtle nest that had some eggs. And you talk about a cute raccoon, it was probably the cute raccoon that dug it up and ate some of those turtle eggs. Various kind of butterflies out right now. Probably the most obvious are the tiger swallowtails. Get out and take a look at them. They don't last too long. They only go until about June or July. We have plenty of monarchs in the area as well. Now, those are large butterflies, but keep looking. We got some beautiful small butterflies. One of the most beautiful is a northern crescent, an orange and black tiny butterfly that can sit on your fingernail. It's a nice little critter. Same thing with the moths. We got some big moths right now, big brown moths like Cecropia, big green moth like Luna moth, and then we got just the opposite. We got some tiny ones as well. Lots and lots of dragonflies. This week, of course, we've been seeing more fireflies. The evenings have been cool, and that's been slowing them down, but I'm waiting for when we get some warm evenings, and we're going to see it. And anytime you have a lot of the insects, you're going to have more spiders. I'm finding more spider webs all the time. As I said, the wildflowers have moved out into the open, and back in the woods, if you want to go into the shady woods, you'll see plenty of ferns. They do very well in the shady conditions. And I finally saw some mushrooms this week. We are way behind on precipitation. For the first third of the month, we are already more than an inch behind in precipitation. For the year, we're approaching 5 inches behind in precipitation. Yes, it is dry. We have not officially qualified for drought yet, but we're on the way. And so finding mushrooms anytime is quite a good find when it gets dry like that, so I was glad to find some. Other things of note besides that, we had a very hot day this week. You might remember Tuesday. The weather forecasters were forecasting about 90. Well, thanks to Lake Superior in Duluth, it never did get that hot. The Weather Service recorded 81 as the high. Out here at my house, though, 92 degrees. Now, this is following a morning that was 42. So, yes, welcome to June. And welcome to the last week of astronomical spring, but welcome to the first week of a phenological summer.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac. The man makes every Friday better right here on 103.3 KUMD.